is Dr. Sachdeva, SACHDEVA, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Stephanie Lopez, first name is Stephanie, STEPHANIE, last name is Lopez, LOPEZ Lopez, date of birth 7/28/2004. This letter is being written to Dr. Angela by Master. First name is Angela, A-N-G-E-L-A. Last name is by Master, B-Y-M-A-S-T-E-R. Address 226 West Alma Avenue, Suite 10, San Jose, California, 95110. Telephone number 408-583-6338. Fax number 408-516-1154. Dear Doctor by Master, B-Y-M-A-S-T-E-R. Thank you for asking me to see this 18-year-old female in allergy consultation. Period. Her history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features. Period. Stephanie has been having intermittent episodes of hives involving her arms, legs, chest, and abdomen. Period. There is usually no angioedema. Period. There are no obvious exacerbating factors or any obvious history of food allergies, period. She has most of these hives last for less than an hour and are generally induced by scratching, period. There is no history of any pain or residual bruising or any other systemic symptoms that might suggest vasculitis. Period. There is no history of any throat tightness, coughing, wheezing, vomiting, or anything else to suggest anaphylaxis. Period. There is no history of any asthma or eczema. Period. She may have a minor allergic rhinitis, but that does not seem to be a significant problem. Period. She was treated with the Kenalog cream along with Atorex and Benadryl, and this treatment is generally effective. Period. I was able to review the hives on her cell phone, and there were some obvious lesions with minor angioedema of nose, period. There at no time she had any tongue edema or throat tightness, period. Examination revealed a very pleasant 18-year-old who had morbid dermatographism, but no other abnormal findings were detected, period. As you know, she has some sort of eating disorder and is taking some medications, but I do not believe any one of those medications or the reason for these hives, period. She was seen, a new paragraph, I recommended some lab work and told her to take Allegra 180 milligram every day, and along with that, she certainly can take Atorex or Benadryl if needed, period. Overall, her hives are somewhat improved, period. I did some lab work, and the only significant positive finding is her ANA titers are 1:640, which is quite high, period. Clinically, I don't believe, she does not have any other criteria for lupus, but I would say, I would recommend either repeating this lab value and do more workup and perhaps refer her to a rheumatologist if there is no improvement, period. New paragraph, skin testing was advised and she could not come for an appointment. She could not make it she could not make it to our office for skin testing appointment, and as a matter of fact, we called her today and she is out of town and would call us for any more follow-up or skin testing, period. Overall, I believe she should do quite well, period. My final diagnosis, number one, chronic urticaria with dermatographism. Number two, high level of ANA titer. My recommendation are as follows. Number one, continue Allegra 180 milligram every day, and this can be increased if needed. Number two, she can certainly use Benadryl or Atorex intermittently if hives are not responsive to Allegra dosing, period. Number three, certainly a consult with rheumatologist or more lab work might be necessary if her problem continues to be troublesome, period. I am sending you her lab work that was done on 10/18, and that was done on 10/18/22, period. Please do give me a call if you have any questions, period. I appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With warmest regards, end of dictation on patient Stephanie Lopez. Thank you. End of dictation.